Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. Podcast where I interview business owners, CEOs, whoever else I feel like. Four questions, 8 minutes and 8 seconds, because 808 looks like Bob, and here we go. Question number one, a few sentences, tell us who you are and what do you do?
Yeah, I'm Thomas Cox, and I consider myself a systems integrator of the best ideas in the world on how to lead and how to manage other people.
Boom, love it, Thomas, right to the point. Question number two, what advice would you like to share? Go.
The thing I'm focusing on these days is accountability. It's the thing that underpins most trust. I'd say that two-thirds of trust is accountability. It's reliability. It's competence. And most of us, we know when we don't have it, but we don't know what to do to get more of it. Mm-hmm. So the fact that I can show people like step-by-step how to do that, people really love that a lot.
So let's go through some of those steps. What are some of the things the audience can do?
Right. So when you find yourself having an accountability problem, bear in mind that all accountability has four steps. The first step is who's asking, they initiate. They have some sort of preparation step where they think out, what do I want? And if you're the one asking and you're not getting good results, stop and notice how you ask. I had one guy once, he said, you know, I'm having all these trouble with my assistant. She keeps having to like ask me all these questions and she shouldn't have to do that. And I made him slow down, look at his communications with her. He would initiate a task for her that required four data points. He would give her one. And she'd have to chase him, and he thought it was her fault until he slowed down to look at how he initiated as an asker. So that initiation is the first one. Well begun is half done. You've heard that phrase.
Right.
Aristotle said that.
Well,
absolutely, yep. True.
Perfect example of that is if I tell my assistant to go get me lunch, she's going to have to come
lunch.
Back to me and just figure, unless I have a specific, this is what I want every day, and I've told her ahead of time.
Right.
That's the data point. If I give her the only data point, I'm hungry.
Like super.
She's going to have to come to me and ask me questions.
Yes, you are setting it up for a lot of back and forth. And if you're lonely and want dialogue, I guess you could do that. But if you want efficiency or set people up for success, as the asker, ask better.
Right.
The second of the four phases after you initiate is to negotiate, to figure out, okay, what exactly is going to happen? Now, this is where the doer, the person who's receiving the request, has all the leverage. So don't say yes too soon.
Right.
You can convey your enthusiasm for saying yes. Like, I'm really looking forward to finding out all the things that you want to have be true so that I can make you very happy. And I don't think I know them all yet, so I have some more questions for you. People have a hard time saying no to that. So don't rush to yes, because some askers will say, okay, great, and run. And they're like, the dude just asked for lunch. I can't wait. Stop.
Right.
So don't rush the negotiation. Take the time to surface all of the asker's conditions of satisfaction so that you can do an awesome job for them. And mm-hmm. I put it that way. Then we get into the actual performance, the third of the fourth step. You ask, you initiate, you then negotiate. Now you perform as the doer, you do. And that's when all the problems show up. Okay. So two points here. One is keep a log of the problems so you can go back and fix your process next time.
Right.
Don't suffer in silence, suffer methodically so you can improve. And secondly, use a protocol for asking for clarification. There's always, almost always, we have to clarify. Something comes up. It's like, Bob, you wanted oak. I said I would get you oak. There's no oak. Would you be okay with alder?
Right.
And if you don't answer, I'm stuck. So mm-hmm. I need a way to ask and methodically and really clearly. And then finally, the last step is acceptance, which doesn't always mean that you accept what was given to you. If you're the asker, you might say, no, this isn't good enough. And again, you want to front load during the negotiation how you will accept. And if I have to push back, here's how I'll push back. And if I'm not happy, I'll tell you that. Are you okay with me telling you that? So you don't sit there like anxious about damaging the relationship by saying that you're not happy.
Right.
You get everyone to agree that we're going to have a really candid conversation at the end. And if they agree to that and then you do it, now you're keeping your word and you're building a relationship. So there's so much that can go wrong in accountability, but there's so many ways to get it right when you realize it's a four-part structure and when you take the time to use the best practices at each step.
Perfect. No, that makes a lot of sense. Love it there. Let's get to question number three. What other top CEOs, business owners, or influencers that you know, they're successful just like you, that you want to give a shout out to?
Oh gosh, there's so many. I'll mention a couple. Jerry Vieira is one of the best consultants I know. Dr. Lim Muhammad, the chairman of SM Jalil. David Moss, best boss I ever had. And let's see, Jerry Fletcher, He's an absolute marketing genius.
Perfect. I will look them over, John, here. Number four, final fun question, Thomas. Tell me about your first sale.
First time I sold the accountability material was 4 years ago. I've been doing this general work as a consultant for 15 years. But I sold it to a guy who had a little digital agency. I looked him up a few months ago to say, hey, did that stuff stick? Do you remember that class 4 years ago? Thinking he'd say, what class? He said, that has been invaluable to my professional success. Basically, awesome. He uses it every single day. And you will too. When you master accountability, it never leaves you.
That is awesome. Love it there. So, hey, Thomas, you have 2 minutes and 40 seconds left.
Wow.
So we can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, whatever you want. I'm flexible. Or we can end early. Go for it.
I would just say one of the things that folks, when they talk about accountability, is usually they want accountability for somebody else.
Right.
Or they're afraid of accountability because it feels like blame. And the reality is that when you do accountability right, it builds relationship and it builds trust. And you can start with yourself. You don't need anybody else to change to improve the accountability game. If you're the asker, you could initiate better, you can negotiate better, and you can be very proactive during the accept phase. If you're the person who's being asked, you're the doer, you can receive initiations better. You can negotiate more clearly. You can learn from your mistakes during perform. You can have a protocol for asking for clarification during perform. Each party has the ability to raise both parties' game if we are intentional about it. And if we realize that, you know, accountability is the basic building block of teamwork. It's the basic building block of work relationships. Mm-hmm. We do things for each other, and how we do that colors the quality of our relationships. And that's why I found that accountability is such an incredible gold mine of really good practices. And that's why people love it when they learn it.
Perfect. Love it there. You got 1 minute and 14 seconds left. Anything else you want to add, or we can end early? And that's okay for this podcast.
Yeah, that's fine. I will say this. I absolutely haven't invented anything here. My entire system is based on the brilliance of others. And mm-hmm. I have an ebook that you can get from me. You can go online to my website, Becoming the Best Boss, sign up for the free mini course. And everything I teach in my live class that I charge for is also available for free in a self-study format. I want to shout out to Fernando Flores and Terry Winograd, who are the creators of the initial version of the accountability loop. They called it something slightly different. It's called Conversations for Action. Those guys are absolute giants in the field. People like Covey, Lencioni, Pete Freitas, they've all been my tutors, and I've done my best to be a good student and package that material up for others to have awesomeness in their work lives.
Love it there. You pulled it off. Four questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Thomas, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Because it looks like Bob.
Exactly there. Your website, say it real quick.
It is www.becomingabestboss.com. Sometimes the W's are mandatory. So
yeah, either way, it's in the description. It's magic. Thomas, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. For everyone else watching or listening, I am legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media network tells you to do. You all have a good day. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.